Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the name of the Lord, my friends. This is Gospel of the Kingdom Radio Ministry, and I'm so happy to be with you this morning. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Richardson, better known as Brother Richie, and I'm so happy to be with you this morning. We give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we just resumed this program, amen, after a couple weeks, amen. But I want to thank God for the opportunity that he has blessed me with, that I can come to you this morning. Wherever you may be this morning, I want to let you know that God loves you. There is no greater love than the love of Jesus. And this morning, I would like you to join with me as we look to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. And Lord, we thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you are doing. And Lord, I pray for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that are in the sound of my voice at this very moment. Lord, I claim healing and deliverance. Set men and women free today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today I want to begin a topic. I like to speak on, amen, from the book of John chapter 3, and we will be speaking, I'll be sharing with you the conversation that Nicodemus had with Jesus Christ. I think it is something that we need to know and that we need to understand, just as Nicodemus wanted to understand. How can a man be born when he's old? And I believe today, my friends, there are many of us out there are asking the same question. As believers, even as believers, most of us don't understand fully what born again really means. Amen. When Jesus Christ speaks about it, as you know for a fact that the word born again, amen, it wasn't made mentioned many times in the Word of God, but we see it was made mention when Jesus Christ was speaking, amen, to Nicodemus. You remember the scripture tells us that Nicodemus went to Jesus Christ by night, and he said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, and no man can do these miracles except God be with him. And Jesus in turn told him, amen. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And this was Nicodemus' problem at that particular point in time. But he did not hesitate. He went on to say, amen. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? And I'm assuming, my friends, that there are many of you out there, amen, are asking the same question. And this morning, we're going to begin the series. We'll be talking about that. So please stay tuned, amen. Before I get into a subject this morning, I'd just like to give you some announcements. This is Evangelical Outreach Ministries. And this program is sponsored by Evangelical Outreach Ministries, and our meeting place is at the La Quinta Inn every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I'd like to extend an invitation for you so that you can come and join us there every Sunday morning where we preach and teach the Word of God. Those of you that are in the Houston area, I'm emphasizing this, and you don't have a place of worship and you would like to join our group, feel free to come on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at the La Quinta Inn. We are located on Airport Boulevard, 8776 Airport Boulevard, Houston, Texas. The zip code is 77061. So please remember that. And we would also like to invite you to a studio which is located at the West Loop, down on the West Loop. And we would be letting you know more about this as we go along. But what I want to share with you this morning is our place of worship. Please join us every Sunday morning. I'm looking forward to seeing you. So please remember, my friends, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Richardson, inviting you to our services every Sunday morning at the La Quinta Inn. I know that you will be blessed. Come, my friends, as we continue to share the Word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's get back to our subject this morning. We are speaking from the book of John, chapter 3, and we are talking a little about, amen, the conversation that Nicodemus had when Jesus was on his mission here on earth. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God for this opportunity that we can share these thoughts with you. I want you to ponder over it. How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? And I want to share with you this morning that when we talk about born again, we are speaking about coming out of, and we can think about many different things that we can come out of. But what Jesus Christ was putting the emphasis on when he speak on born again, he was speaking about, and let me take a look at verse 5. Jesus answered and said, "Very, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Amen. And we are talking about entering now into the kingdom of God. And this is what Jesus Christ was putting the emphasis on. Except a man be born again. Now, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that comes into this earthly kingdom, they come through flesh and blood. Amen. I want to repeat this. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that comes into this earthly kingdom, they come through flesh and blood. Hallelujah. And this, if you go into the book of John, chapter 1, let me just share with you that scripture, John chapter 1, and if you look at verse 13, let's pick it up on 12 here. The Word of God tells us, "But as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God." Amen. Even to them that believe upon his name. Verse 13 said, "Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." So I want you to think about that scripture very carefully. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of man, nor of the will of man, but of God. And in verse 12 said, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe upon his name." It is important. And the reason why I said amen, we're talking about people coming into every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that comes into this earthly kingdom. They come through flesh and blood. But in order to get into God's kingdom, we must be born of the water and of the Spirit. It has to be a spiritual birth. You don't have to go back into your mother's womb, as Nicodemus was asking the question. Amen. But, my friends, there is a spiritual birth. You see, there is a natural birth, and there is also a spiritual birth. And in order to come into this earthly kingdom, we experience the natural birth. But in order to get in God's kingdom, there is a spiritual birth. And this spiritual birth, amen, is drawn through not flesh and blood, but is done through the water and the Word. Now, I want to explain this to you, because most time people feel when in this particular scripture, when we talk about born again, you have to go and baptize. Amen. It's not baptism. Amen. It's not baptism. As we continue with this series on born again, you would discover, amen, that when Jesus Christ speaks about born again, he was speaking of being born of the Spirit. Amen. You must be born in order to enter into God's kingdom. Because that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He went on to tell him, you don't have to marvel about this thing. Amen. There is a natural birth, and there is a spiritual birth. Praise the name of the Lord. It's so good, my friends, to be with you this morning. I want to pause here for a little while. Again, amen. This is our first episode for this series. And I'll be with you as we continue every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at 7 a.m. right here. Bless the name of the Lord. We also like to make some announcements to those of you who would like to support this ministry. We look forward for your support in every way possible. Amen. Your prayer, your financial support. And those of you who would like to, and this is an offer, if you would like to produce your own radio program, feel free to give me a call. My telephone number is 713-344-7698. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm just speaking to you from my heart right now. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord as we begin this first introductory episode this morning. And we'll be continuing along the same subject. I want to also let you know that this particular program, amen, we'll be also dealing with the family. As you know, previously we had family prayer time. We still have that family prayer time, but we're going to just bring it in and out, as the Lord would lead me along that particular line. But we would like to speak on particular subject, amen. And feel free to give me a call, amen. Feel free to email me. Feel free to write me. My mailing address is P.O. Box 34261, Houston, Texas, 77234. Or you can email me. My email address is eomint@yahoo.com. Or remember, you can call me. My telephone number is 713-344-7698. Remember, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Richardson. We want to let you know that God loves you, and there is no greater love than the love of Jesus. And we want to pray with you. You have a special need you would like us to pray for. Amen. Feel free to give me a call at any time. Amen. I'm willing to reach out in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Word of God said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit. Spirit, said the Lord. Amen. And we want you to remember, I want you to take the scripture that we gave you this morning. We are speaking from the book of John, so you can read the book of John. So when I come on Wednesday morning, amen, as I come on Monday morning, because this is Friday, when Monday morning I'll be dealing with this particular subject. So please remember, amen, to tune in at this very time, 7 a.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. Bless the name of the Lord. Our calling number, there is a calling number. We have a calling number, and the calling number is 818-688-6601. Remember, our calling number is 818-688-6601, so that speak to me, feel free to give me a call. I'll be so happy, amen, to communicate with you all for the glory of God. Our time is fast spent this morning, but remember, I'd like to give you an invitation to join us every Sunday morning at the La Quinta Inn at 10 a.m. for morning service, where we continue to lift and glorify the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior. Bless the name of the Lord. So remember, we want to give you much information as possible. We want to thank God. Recently, we had a conference at the Holiday Inn. I tell you, my friends, it was such a blessing. And I thank God for those of you who have supported me in that. I want to thank Bishop Ford and his crew for coming down and his team, amen, and supporting us in such a tremendous and wonderful way. May God continue to pour his rich blessings upon them as they continue to lift the wonderful name of Jesus. So, my friends, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Richardson, saying we want to thank you for listening to us this morning. As a matter of fact, if you missed this program, you can go on the podcast and to this program. So please remember, we love you with the love of the Lord, and may God's rich blessing continue to be with you. In Jesus' name, praise the name of the Lord. See you next time.